and it's a disease we created, if you think about it, as an alcoholic and a drug addict. I had to create some kind of mechanism that would allow me to forget how much destruction I was creating in my life. Otherwise, I would have never been able to do the things that I did. So part of the byproduct of doing drugs and alcohol at any expense, no matter what it cost, no matter where I did it, no matter who was watching, no matter what was going on, no matter what it looked like to anybody else, and even though I did want to preserve my image, I had to build a mechanism with that that allowed me to forget, not you. You know, and this is the story of my relationships in my life. They didn't forget like I could forget. Come on, let go and let God. You know, get over it. I'm all into that when it's something that I've done wrong. When it's something you've done wrong, it's, you know, I haven't forgotten. I just want you to know. You know, I may forgive you, but I won't forget. And I don't know what that means, but at least it means that I can still be pissed at you is really what it means. And the reality of that is just another way for me to not look at me and look at you. You know, I spend my whole life looking at you, whoever you are. Because the more I look at you, the less I have to look at me. The more I look at you, the more I have to look at me. The less I look at you, the less I have to judge myself. Judge not, for you should be judged in the same manner means. And this disease and the way this disease operates, it's a mind that's never satisfied. Nothing's ever good enough. So you're never good enough. And if you're never good enough, you're just a mirror that reflects everything about me, then I can never be good enough. So, you know, if I want love, I must give love. If I want forgiveness, I must give forgiveness. It is not when you forgive me, I'll forgive you. You know, but that's the code I live by. When you do that, then I'll do that.